So we're going to discuss some Breira issues. So he told the Sefer, right, he has two wives, write it for the one who's going to come out of the door first. So it'll be written, and the wives have the same name. So it'll be written for that person. So there's a defining element to define who it is. But that's not clear at the time of the writing of the get. So Amar Leitinitzu, that's the Mishnah. So you see that we say in Breira, and writing it with a specific criteria, which is undetermined at the time of the Ksiva, is not called Lishma. Eisvei. Some more challenges that. So he's shechting the Korban Pesach, including whichever child will get there first, which means it has to be at the time of the minui on the Korban, putting him on the Korban, he's putting one of them on. Which one? It's undetermined. It'll be determined later on through the events of whoever arrives there first. So that works. So whoever gets the first, he's zaycha. And then he can be mezakeh echa bimoy. That's the more to understand right now. So we say that it works. It has to be breira. So the more saying that he said that he did the shechita amanas kain, means even if the child was not there at the time of the shechita, the final moments of having somebody join her the shechita, and he's saying at the moment of the shechita, I'm going to include whoever of you arrives first, so they arrived later. So you can't join later. It has to be that the joining was earlier, to be determined later which one it was. And it works. So Rav Yehuda said back to Rav Hoshea, Amalei Hoshea Bri, my son Hoshea. It wasn't his son, but it was his Talmud. Ma'ayim Psochem Eitzel Gittin. The comparison is incorrect. Hoitim Rallah Amar B'yachanan. Rabbi Yochanan explained that Mishnah, Kelezarz of Mitzvahs. It wasn't a real monetary concern of whether he's including him or not. He's just saying this in order to be Mizarez then. And I'll prove it to you. Dekanami Diktoni. Kimish Nicholas Rishon Roy Shavaruba Zaka Bechelko Mazaka Zaka Vimoy. He's Zaychon, and then he includes his brothers as well. Well, that's too late. That the brothers were included with the meaning originally. Shaper, it makes sense. If you say that only one was included, you're saying we hold it Yesh Breira. So there's three sons, and he's including one of the three sons, whoever arrives first. That's how you're understanding the case. Fine. So now that son joins. And he's saying, and he schleps along the other two, which will join. Well, when were they joining? If they're joining, originally he meant to include all three. It was just a sort of like, whoever gets the first gets a better portion type of a thing. Fine. You tell me that he didn't mean to include him. So let me add it now. It's too late. It was after Shkita. La'achar Shkita mi komismanu. Can you join after Shkita? What's the name? Nimenu moshin zayimi menu ashi yishachet. So you see that the case has to be that really they were included, and therefore they felt no brayro. Brayro is a case where we're only including one of the three, and it's undetermined to be the future events will determine. Over here, all three were included, so it's nothing to do with brayro. Tanya mihachi, ma'isa v'kadma bonus the bonim, and so bonus is rizos. So the girls were the Jesus and the boys were like feeling lowly. But it didn't say that they weren't kaina, that the daughters were included and the boys weren't included, because everybody was included. Okay, so that's the conversation. Let's see Rashi. Leisha shetetze v'pesot tchilot. About a third of the way down the page. Yehi get lishma tells he told the sefer the get is for whichever one will come out first. Which we're saying ho yishavin, the names are the same, so that wasn't an issue. So the sefer could write for one or the other, and it'll be determined by the future events. Mahu yesh brero ain brero. Do you say brero? So he said, our mission says you don't say brero. So Mar said, "May say Mishael, I'll you Mishael mikem. Heinim no love. Whoever arrives first, he will be included. In imakul chalku b'shashchit, and when I shecht, I will give him a portion. Which one? The future events will determine which one. So that's the case of brero." So that he only arrived after Shechita. But when he arrives and he comes in Rosh Hashanah, he gets his portion. You say that through the process of Breivah, the Mishah Shechita, and now it's inspired that this is the one that was included. And the Pesach was shechted for him. And then he can give from his portion to the brothers. The Mishnah is going to explain that last point, because that point seems to be difficult, the idea of including his brothers on his portion. So Rabbi Yehuda said back, Rabbi Yehuda explained, Amar Rabbi Yehuda, today the Zars of Mitzvahs, Avian, him that is Kulon, Olav, Mishnah Shechita. The father included all of the children on the korban mishah shechita. There was no real case of breira where you're making a chalois to be determined in the future. One gets it, which one we'll find out later on. He gave it to all three, all of the children. Okay. Well, the tamar amish yalim rishon. That which he said, whoever gets it first. There's arzino also klarman nira ezahu rishon. So the motivation was they thought he really meant only one. So they each one wanted to be their first. But the reality is he meant all three. But he didn't tell them that. So he would tell me that the father included all of them, Shapur, Mishmochi, Mizakazek of Imoy. If the father included all of them, I understand how he can then turn around and give to his brothers. But if not, so the law is, it can only be joined till the Shechita. Nimnin haretzin limonis, those who want to join can join. Moshe them, those who want to leave, Mishay Nimnin haretzin limonis, limonis al acher, somebody who's included and wants to move into a different carbon pesach, is Moshe Yadav Hemeno, can change. As he shocked, as long as the animal is alive. Alacher Shechita, once the animal has been shechted, they cannot join, and they cannot leave. They see v'miyamata bais. So we darshan like this: imbol himoyit, well, himoshach v'mendo. If what person would want to be mamayit himself, he wants to leave, you can only do it. He yoyis miset, as long as it's still a sem. Bechayusa shal se yismato. He has to do it while the set is still alive. Tanya mihachi deloy niskaven alazarzan miyukulon amninu. The Brice indicates he meant to include all of them, and the point of it was just the zeros, because it says, Banim Shualim. It doesn't use a lashon of skia or non skia, because which would have been the proper lashon had it been a real brera case. Rather, it says lashon of better and worse. They were the good ones, they were the quick ones, and they were the slow pokes. So, in the case that everybody's included, it's just a question of zeros. Now, so Abaya looks at this conversation and says, I have a different problem. That not all breras are the same. Amar Abaya. So Abaya says, I find this conversation bothersome. K'boy minei tel abadas acherim. K'poshet le tel abadas atzma. The question was Breira based on outside events which he has no control over. Whoever comes out first, he has no ability to figure out who's going to come out first. So that was the question. Rabbi Yehuda brought a raya from a case of the Mishnah, which he says, whoever I will decide that I want, which is a total b'das atzma. Then Rav Hoshi asked in Rabbi Yehuda from a case of das acherim, the father is being mezakeh to whichever child takes the effort to get there first, so it's not in the control of the father. It's total b'das acherim. Now, so what's bothering Abaya? So Rav Hoshea is consistent. He asked about a case of Tel Abadas Acherim. Rav Yehuda said back X, he says, no, but Tel Abadas Acherim, I see by the case of the Korban Pesach that it's different. But so even if you'll tell me that the pshat in the Mishnah is the problem of Breira, there's a difference between a case that Tel Abadas Atzma is worse than Tel Abadas Acherim. So maybe I could hold you say Yesh Breira, that when I make a chalois, and yes, there's new information which has to be gathered. Something has to happen to clarify. That's a valid form of Breira. So therefore, in the case of whoever comes out first, it's a valid Breira. Whoever gets there first is a valid Breira. Where is the Mishnah saying it's no good? Where the person himself has the ability to make the decision now. I want to decide. I'll decide later. So, in the case where it's a Tel Abadas Atzma, so what he's saying is, I can't figure out. So then, what are you saying? That later on when you decide, it's Nisbar and Lefred, that's what he meant the whole time. That's not true.
Is that the same as forgiving the kindness for Pesach? The same problem?
The what?
That one is told for Atzmo and one is told for Acherim. How is given different the case up regarding Atzmo?
No. The more given terrorists of the case of Pesach was a totally different case. There was no Breira at all because he meant to include all of them.
Right.
But Abai is saying, but in Rishi's thought process, he felt that the case of the Pesach was Tel Abadas Acherim, and Rishi's original question was the case of Tel Abadas Acherim. But if Yehuda brought a rye from a case of Tel Abadas Atzma, so Abaya, the Rav Hoshi was consistent that he asked the case of Tel Abadas Acherim. Rav Yehuda answered him. He says, "Well, I'm just going to Tel Abadas Acherim, and you see what Tel Abadas Acherim by Pesach, that Breira works." But the problem is, what was Rav Yehuda thinking to answer him from a case of the Mishnah? Or it's so Abaya is saying that Breira, the lishma has to be the time of the ksiva. The meaning of the pasuk has to be the time of the shkita. I can't say, well, it'll be determined later. it's the termination letter will be in the spell of error that was the one that he meant. So the Bresham knows everything. The reality is who's going to walk out the door first is predetermined. We don't know that. So we're doing the writing the get for whichever one that is. When that happens, we realize that was the one that it was determined for. Here, Betulav Das Atzmai, the person is clearly undecisive right now. So what are you going to say later on when he decides? It's his brother and friend that he was decisive.
So that's
a steer to Breira.
Right.
That's what Abai is asking.
Okay.
But where's the case of the he's clearly decided, I want X. The X, instead of saying wife A or wife B, the X is whoever walks out the door first. But that's a clear X, so that maybe Breyer works over there. So if Hershey is right, well, what's Rabbi Yehuda doing? So that's Abaya's kash. Amar Rava. Rava says back to Abaya, my kusha, what's your question? Dilma, demand the isle Breyer, loishno telebadasat, loishno telebadasacher, isle Breyer. Umanda lesle Breyer, loishno telebadasat, loishno telebadasacher, lesle Breyer. Who told you there's a chilek in Breyer? It's in telebadasat, telebadasacher. So therefore, Rabbi Yehuda was correct that he felt that you could prove one from the other. So you're asking Akasha and Sora, it's not compelling. If you have me, if you bring me a raya that we find the Shishita which holds the Breira and says that only by case of Telbas Acherim and not Telbas Atzmai. Okay, but till that, I don't see that you have a right to divide between the two and Sora. Amalei Rav Masharshi the Rava. So Rav Masharshi said to Rava, that which you're suggesting is not true. Why? Because of Rabbi Yehuda, I have a Tana, Rabbi Yehuda, the Telebadas Atzmai less Lebreiru, Telebadas Acherim is Lebreiru, and we're going to bring the cases. So Rabbi Yehuda, the Tana differentiates when you say Breiru. Telebadas Acherim says it, Telebadas Atzmai doesn't say it, like Abaya said. Where do you see that? Tobadas Atzma less Lebreira. The Tanya Halakech Yain Ribena Kusim. So the Kusim are not Mafresh Shumas and Maestras on what that which they sell. They don't believe in Pshat Lifnei Rilash Tzimichshol means that you're the idea of causing a person to do an Aveira. It means literally putting a physical stumbling block in front of somebody. So they have no compunction of causing somebody else to sin. So why should they take a Chumas and Maestras and sell? They have 100 Lugin. Well, take off Chumas and Maestras and only sell 89. Maestras Sheni only sell like 80. Sell the whole thing. Let the other guy deal with it. If you know he does or he doesn't, that's his business. So now the person bought it and he needs to be Mafresh. Vada. So the problem is he doesn't have the ability to be Mafresh right now. Either case was Erev Shabbos, or it was he didn't have Kalim available. So he wants to designate some of the wine. So you have a pile of a tree of tavua. He says the north side, that little part over there is truma. Next to it is meiser, etc. And that remains stationary. Seemingly physically can't remove it right now. There's not enough time. He doesn't have a kli, but it's been designated, and that actually becomes truma. That actually becomes meiser sheni, and etc. Wine, it's a problem. Because the liquid constantly is moving. So if he designates that the wine on top of the barrel is Shuma, over Shabbos, you can't drink anything. Over the next, over till he gets the kli, you can't drink anything because it's going to move. He says, okay, no problem. Amr Shnei Lugan, he should do the following. Shnei Lugan Shani Osila Hafrish Rehain Shuma. I'm designating now that it's 100, so Shuma is preferably the Beinoni is 1/50. So out of 100 Lugan, 2 Lugan, which I will take off later in the future, in some point in the future, that'll be Truma. So I'm making a Truma now. Therefore, the remainder is now Chulin. And I can drink the remainder. And what'll be the Truma? Later on, when I take it off, that'll be the Nisbari, what the Truma was. Sorry, my Sarishan. Tisha my Sarsheni. So it's not exactly, it's a little bit less because it's he only has 98 left, so 1/10 is 9.8, but that's basically close to 10. And now, he's taken off 2 plus 9.8, which is 11.8. So he has 88 left, and 1/10 of that, or 88.2, is 8.82, which is close to 9. So he calls it Tisha Maaser Sheni. So, he's mafresh to the 2 of Truma, the 10 of Maaser Rishon, the 9 of Maaser Sheni. Umechel, and he's mechal of the Maaser Sheni, antimony. Rishoy Samiyad, Dibur Meir. Meir says that works. Rabbi Huda, Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Shimon, Oisrit, they say you can't do this. The more it's assuming right now, the problem is because of the problem of Breira. So it's not a valid hafrasha to say it's Truma now, whatever I will take off in the future. That's not acceptable. So that's the case of Tolba Das Atzmai. He's going to do he will do the action later on to decide which part is the Truma. So he's not doing it now. So we say Tolba Das Atzmai. Rabbi Yehuda says it doesn't work. But Tolba Das Acherim is the Breira. But in the case of Tolba Das Acherim, Rabbi Yehuda holds Breira works. What's the case? So that person gives a woman a get and says that zekitech me achshav im mati mechel izeh. So it's to take effect now. If something will happen in the future, if he will succumb to this illness. The Tnan, Mahein Ba'isin Ayamim. So what's her status during that time? So Rehudaimer, Arehi Keshes Ish, the Chalda Bura. She's allowed to continue to eat Truma. She's allowed to, if she's Eishes Koyen, she's Mazana, she's Chayv Misa. But Luchim Ma'is, Habigitta. And later on, if the husband dies from the illness, retroactively the get takes effect. But till then, it works. So you see, Rehuda saying that the idea that there's an element in the future which is going to determine the status is acceptable. He said, by the case of Truma is unacceptable. The Teretz is that's the case of Tel Avdas Atzmai. This is the case of Tel Avdas Acherim. Okay. So that's Masharshia's challenge to Rava, who Rava feels there's no difference. So Mori asks a similar question. Amrle Ravina, the Gerson the son is Ravina, the Rava, and Ravina Rava is going to ask a similar question. Rav Shimon, the Tolo B'das Atzma, less Leibreiru. Tolo B'das Akherim is Leibreiru. Rav Shimon also has the same difference. How do we see? Tolo B'das Atzma, less Leibreiru. Hadamoran, in that price before by case of Truma, it said Rav Yehuda, Rav Yehoshua, Rav Shimon, do not accept that this plan of being mafresh in the future. So, Rav Shimon doesn't hold Breira by Tolo B'das Atzma. And Tolo B'das Akherim is Breira, the Tanya. Hareini boy alaych almanash yitza ava. Avish l'rotzo av mekudeshes. Rav Shimon ben Yehuda Omer mishum Rabbi Shimon. Rotzo av mekudeshes, loy rotzo av eni mekudeshes. So the he's doing a mice of Kenyan Kedushin Ayre Bia. So the Tanakhama says that we have a klal enemus bilosibilusnus. So even though he said it depends on if his father will agree or not, or her father will agree or not. Mishas Maisa, he meant the shame Maisa Kedushin without any conditions. But Rav Shimon says he meant the condition. So he's doing a Maisa now, which is not clear if it's effective or not. It'll only be determined in the future if the father agrees. And we're going to allow the Chalois to be valid, even though it's undetermined, based on something which will happen in the future. So why does it work? Because Breira, but it's you don't hold Breira. Oh, this Tolo B'das Akherim, Breira works. So we're challenging Rava from two different sources that we see we make this difference. Okay. So Omerlei, so Rava said back, no. Really, Bein l'Rehuda, Bein l'Rishimin, lo yishno Tolo B'das Atzoi, lo yishno Tolo B'das Akherim, isla hu Breira. They hold the Breira, like you see from their second price. So why did Yehuda say that you can't use Breira by the case of the barrel? That the Bryce explains what Rabbi Huda's problem was with the case of the Truma. It wasn't a problem of Breira. Amr loy, Remeir. Iyat somebody to Hashem and Yibaka Hanoid, when him says that the top volume of Afreya. They're saying you can't be guaranteed that you're going to be able to come to the beer at the future, because if something happens to the barrel, all the wine spills out. He'll never be mafresh. And then there never was an act of hafrasha, and he ate tevel. So therefore, you cannot do this. And that's why the lashon is oisrim, because they're not saying it's not effective. They're saying you're not allowed to do it because of the concern. And Amar Lehem, Remeir says back, I'm not worried about that possibility. So it's not an issue of Breira. It's an issue of, are we concerned about this potential problem? But Breira, they hold the Breira all the time. Okay, that's the Gemara. Obviously, Rashi, I also want to see some of the Tosfos over here, because the Gemara just did a major turn. It included cases of Tanai in the Sugya Breira. And till now, Breira wasn't an issue of Tanai. Tanai, it's clear what you're making your chaloisan. It's just there's whether you want to do it or not is undetermined. Breira, until now, it was always in the case that we're not clear what you're making the chalois on, period. So it's really two different things. And so Tosis, that's why these big Tosis over here, trying to figure that out. Okay.